why or how did this happen?
Okay, how did Shakespeare come to write Hamlet? Was it an accident?
No, he sat down.
Did he just have a bad stomach ache and needed to get it out of his system? Or he was angry at his father, so he had him killed off in the play? Or, you know, what would be the cause of the existence of that play?
Creativity.
Okay, but if you asked, Shakespeare, but why Hamlet? And why all these people die? Ophelia's got to commit suicide. And, you know, the world's, out of joint and everybody is messed up. And, you know, what's the point of creating a world like that?
I guess for fun, for...
It's a work of art, isn't it?
Yeah.
It teaches you something. Well, this is like the most incredible work of art imaginable that even created Shakespeare's, you know, and Blake's and Bach's and Beethoven's and, right? Every possible kind of genius is a character created by that one intelligence, and they don't know anything about the creator that formed them, right? But they're carrying out the appearance and the flow of that incredible work of art that comprises the entire cycle of what we refer to quaintly as time. And not only does it include time, but because every character represents one polarity of a whole, it can't represent the entirety of itself because it also has an inverse dimension. Every character being made of matter at the quantum level has its own shadow other in the universe of antimatter. And you cannot say, which one am I? You're the same being in the world of antimatter, but time is going in the other direction, and there's a completely different logic of the flow of the evolution of the consciousness of that character. And at some point, the two timelines meet so that that character is your own past, but also your own future. And you are its past and future. And those two meet and annihilate each other. That's Buddhahood.
And then the creator creates a new story.
Is that true? You can't even say that. You see, because is a story ever created? If you have a dream at night, did you create it? It appears. Did anyone create the dream?
I can't say that consciously I created it.
But no, but you could. If you analyze the dream, you can find there's just a tremendous amount of intelligence in dreams. It's hidden, it's coded, right? It's turned into a symbolic fiction. And if you can understand it, you will see, well, all of these characters are aspects of who I am that were in the repressed or shadow level of consciousness that are able to emerge when my ego is asleep, right? So those are aspects of the vertical dimensionality of consciousness, because you'll get super conscious characters, you'll get a Buddha sometimes in a dream, you'll get nature spirits, you'll get dolphins and all kinds of creatures. Some will get nasty spiders, but everyone is going to get some symbolic world that's going to express a certain kind of core feeling that your conscious mind has been running away from. And therefore, it has to come to you at the moment when you're totally vulnerable and cannot reject it and repress it and foreclose that knowledge. Boom, it's there, and suddenly you wake up with anxiety or with some other feeling that the ego had not wanted to know was inside of its conscious energy bundle with which it identified. Right? But there's a bundle of conflicting energies that are moving through you all the time. And they take turns impersonating you. So one moment there can be a happy version of you, another moment a sad one, another moment an anxious one, right? There can be a huge spectrum of shifts in the attitude and the worldview and the sense of hope or despair or whatever that can very volatilely oscillate during the course of a day or a month or a year, right? The character can gradually evolve or devolve, but there's an awareness of all of those changes that never changes at all, right? But is that awareness at all identified with the character?
I guess it peers through the character. It observes. It. I don't know if it must probably doesn't learn because it knows already everything.
Knows everything, and it's that same intelligence is peering through every character simultaneously.
So it's doing it for the creative.
It's art for art's sake.
Thank you very much.